Then they ought to secure the plants here. Why you could take your meat from her in the ice house and thing, but that is later year. And have it smoked and cured.
Where would they have those curing plants?
Well, they had them in Yeldon, in Tallulah first, and Windsboro. And I believe they finally put one in St. Joe, didn't they? A lock plant, they call them. They didn't smoke it or anything like that, but you could put your beans in there and have it cured. And then they had these lockers that kept it cold all the time. Cool enough that it didn't spoil.
But before you had an ice box, what did you have?
Didn't have nothing.
Did you have a safe or?
Huh?
Did you have a safe or something like that?
Huh?
Tell him how he fixed a little, you fixed a wooden box,
Wooden box? Screen box, you tell me? We put screens around to keep flies off of it. Sometimes make them a place.
And I tell him about the right thing.
Huh?
You know, you made that wooden box and get a lay off.
It'll put ice in? Oh, well, I told him about the ice boxes we had, different things.
Well, I want him to get my cousin
some quick. Huh? You talking about the one I used to keep cold drinks in, ice in?
Yeah.
Well, I just made it out of boards and took a bunch of newspapers and double laminated the boards and put them in there. Yeah. You know, paper's an awful good insulation. Cottonseed was a pretty good insulation, and sometimes they used to use cottonseed to put the ice in to keep it. But the best thing was sawdust. You didn't get any wind. You'd get the wind sometime in your cottonseed, but in the I can remember many times going out. We had an ice pick. We had a bag, a Lowell's bag, made to crush ice in. Dunk off a big hunk for ice tea, you know. Take this maul, wooden maul, and pound this ice up fine. Use it to ice tea and things of that kind. We used about 600 or 800 pounds of wheat.
You raise your own wheat?
Wheat?
Yeah, did you raise your own wheat?
No, I was pretty old man before we ever had any wheat. The only thing that we had that we used here was corn. We had grist mills here that made meal out of it.
Tell me about that. What would you make?
Huh?
What would you make?
How much would a bacon?
How much would you take to the grist mill?
Oh, a few sack or something like that. And the toll was the yield. You know, when you grind corn, you get about a fourth or a fifth more book than you do than you take there in the corn. And the mills would grind it for the yield. I remember on Justina, where that gin was, I remember pumping.